Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. We've made it back to Monday.
We have, David. It's always great to circle around and arrive back at a Monday full of energy and pep and vigor.
Something like that. Well, over the weekend, Alan, the Senate passed the $1.1 trillion spending bill, joining the House. Hold your nose sort of stuff, or what?
Well, I think it was certainly hold the nose for a lot of liberal Democrats. There were certainly people on the far right in the Republican organizations who were dismayed by the fact that they couldn't get more juice out of the anti-immigration policies of President Obama. Nevertheless, people talk about compromise, but in this case, it really was a nose holder that some of the incredible work that Barney Franks had done and so many others reining in the bangs were reversed. It just is consistent with what's been going on in this country from the Supreme Court on down.
Let's turn to something we haven't talked about in a long time. How about Cuba, Alan? Editorial in the Times today. Cuba's economy at a crossroads. A change in Washington's attitude could help tip Havana toward liberalization.
I don't think there's any question that Cuba is going in a more progressive manner. If you talk about progressive as lifting the government mantle on people's lives, we know that ever since the collapse of the Soviet Union and before that, Cuba has had to make arrangements so that its people could get along. And one of the ways to do that is to say, okay, you want to have your own business, you can have your own business. Under most circumstances, if you want to have relations with the United States, you can do that under more limited circumstances. And now the Times quite correctly is saying, hey, you want this thing to keep going? Just make sure that you keep on doing what you're doing.
Of course, after the torture report was released, Vice President Dick Cheney had his say and has weighed in. He's been revisiting that debate. I heard the word crap used at one point.
He did. He used that word. And of course, we all know that Cheney was among the hawks of the hawks of the hawks in all of this, in Iraq and everywhere else. I kept trying to figure out what he was up to. And while it's always tough to know what people's motives are, it would appear that if you were the guy who kept pushing and if you were the one who kept taking the limits off, you would say that I better defend this lest somebody eventually come around to questioning me as to what my role was in all of this.
And finally, Alan, the GOP is sharpening its attacks on presumptive Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton for 2016. They're likely Republican candidates constructing an image of Mrs. Clinton that is relentlessly unappealing, rusty, unloved, out of step, damaged, and vulnerable.
That's right. They have seized the narrative in so many ways and been successful at it. With immigration, with so many of the other things, Obamacare, and now they're going to do the same thing here. That's the way they do their politics. And I'm sure they've done a lot of research, which shows, I mean, after all, Hillary Clinton, we have to remember, 6 years ago, basically, lost a major election to Barack Obama. And there were reasons that people voted against her and voted for Obama. We do know that people decided to project their own needs into Obama's candidacy because they didn't know who he was. But the same kinds of forces are out there now. That's why Elizabeth Warren has been coming up so popular among Democrats. People are looking. There's an assumption that Hillary will be the candidate. But what's interesting here is that the Republicans in their attacks are picking on the things that the Democrats didn't like about Hillary.